come from? What is it? What's the source? Why do we? How should we? Number one. Number two, praying to angels. Also, how and why? Let's see, tomorrow we'll start pick it up on Elam and Bez. Famous Gemara, the Ya'alu Banegev, they went up in the south. It's referring to the Meraglim. But yeah, we are having the king of Hebron. They invite you, they invite you. After tomorrow, instead of saying, Vayavai, and he came, what should they have said? Vayavai, ooh, because the Meraglim came to Hebron. So the Gemara is not true. They didn't. Amar Rabba, Milami, to come to teach us, Shapirish Kolos Matasra Meraglim. Kolos separated himself from the devious plan of the Meraglim. The Holacha went, what did he do? Vinishtateach al Kibrei Avri. What in the world of the means Vanishtateach mean? Vanishtateach, what is that? Nunosi, what does Vanishtateach mean? He sprawled out of Kibrei Avri on the Kvarim of the Avri. He didn't just visit the Avri. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara meant what it said. He spread himself out on the gravesite, the grave of the Avri. And what did he do anything else? Amalan, he said to them, he didn't take a tan. He said, Avoisai, my father, Bikshuolai Rachman, go ahead and ask Rachmanis. Daven for me, She'inatul Maratas Meraglim. That I should be saved from the Meraglim. So he davened. And what was his tefillah? His tefillah was to the Avos, asking them to ask God to save him from the Meraglim. He sprawled out on the actual grave, and he asked. So everybody went up, but only Kolos went to Hebron. Wow. Yeshua, the Gemara says, Kvar Bikesh Moshe L'Avraham. Moshe Rabbeinu Ben already davened for Yeshua. Shnem Rav Yikra Moshe L'Chayshe Abinun Yeshua. Why is he called Yeshua? Says the Gemara, Ka Yeshiach Metzas Meraglim. Yehoshua comes from Ka, Hashem. Yeshiach shall save you from the Meraglim. So the first thing we see is very powerful, this idea of going to a caver. First of all, you're supposed to spread yourself out on the caver. Number two, you're supposed to daven that they should pray for you. Ask them to pray for you. Bikshuolai Rachman. Ask on me Rachman. He's saying to them, he's talking to the others. That is a very, very powerful Gemara. You read the Gemara many times, you realize you have two components here. You have to lie on the caver, and you have to talk to them directly to pray for you. That's the first Gemara. Gemara number two in Tainus. In Tainus, when they wouldn't have rain, they would go out and have a whole process. They would go to the street. They would also go to the Beit HaKvaros. After they were lucky to the Beit HaKvaros, why don't they go to the grave? Pligi bar Rav Levi bar Chama bar Rav Chanina. There's an argument between Rav Levi bar Chama and Rav Chanina. This Gemara is in Tainus top Tezayin of Menal. The first Gemara started with Daflam Adal and Beis. Now it's top Tezayin of Menal. So that's the Gemara. What's the reason? Chad Amr 1 said, Harei Anu Chashivu L'Sanecha K'nesim. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're like dead in front of you. We are like Mason in front of you. We're so humbled, we're like nothing. God, just help us. The Chadam or another shot is, today you say, Yivakshu Elena Mason Rachman. Go to the Beis HaKvaros, not to tell God, we're like those people who are dead. That's the first shot. The other shot is, the reason why they go to the Beis HaKvaros is, when their geyser are tainus, when Bezin is geyser decrees a fast, not because we're trying to show God that we're like the dead, that means we're so humble, we're like nothing. Rather, that we should ask the dead people to get mercy for us. A second source, that we're asking the dead to ask to seek mercy for us. Intercede on our behalf. Thank you, Lenny, for that. Come along, Taisvis. And Taisvis says, what about today? Do we have Zeres on fasting if it doesn't rain? Not so long ago, maybe, but what about other fasts? So Taisvis, Yaisim will raise the Gemara's on the left. Mikan, Noyagim, Bechon, Bokim, Ulelech, 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 The Taisus here is the Bina derives from of going to the Beis HaKvaros on Tisha B'Av is from here. Sharei Tisha B'Av Havi Tainus Tzibur, because Tisha B'Av is a Tainus Tzibur. The same way they used to make a fast because of the lack of rain, but it's a fast. The point is, it's a fast. Fast for the Tzibur, you go to the Beis HaKvaros. Why? One or two things. Show God that we're not dead. Or, number two, we're asking the dead people, Rachman, you have to be there. In the first, you have to be there.
So when did you click on?
Well, think for a moment. Just to think. We see over here how important Iriya is and energy is. You could tell God, God, I'm dead. But when you go to the Beis HaKvaros and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm mamish like these people, that's a different type of tefillah. It's an amazing thing. No, you can even do it maybe by a guy. And it's not the Mina.
I'm surprised they didn't put a kippah on the talisman.
You didn't put a kippah on the talisman. Okay. Because it's not the Mina. Could you go to a guy or not? You'll take a look. This not the Mina is brought down in the Paiskim, considering these two things. You have to see today, should we go to the base of Varus and Tisha B'Av or not? Some people have a Mina, some people don't. I'm sure Yankees have some type of Mina. Maybe of yes going or maybe of not going. Just bothering me. Okay. Next Gemara in Chaynus. This is not enough to Zayin, enough called Gemara on the base. And the Gemara was coming to tell you the difference between the great people of Eretz Yisrael and to the great people of Babel. The Gemara starts with Tachazin, normally Tashma, by the way. Tashma is when you want to bring a proof. Tachazin means come and look at something. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it's always Tachazi. In Babli, it's Tashma. But over here, it's coming to say, look at the difference. Tachazi, come ahead and see, says the Gemara in Tainus Mabek, that Kifi Dara the Yisrael, the Hasidi the Babel. So the Gemara is going to give a story. And the Gemara says the story is that, or the difference, that when I'll just read out the story without reading it inside, and then we'll get to the main point, sorry, that Rav Huna Rav Chisda, when Rav Huna Rav Chisda, when there wasn't enough rain, so they said, okay, let's gather together people and let's stop it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanis. Whereas when it comes to the great people of Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara gives an example of Rav Yoina, who happened to be the father of Rav Mani when they needed rain. So what he did was he just made up a story to his family. He said to his family, just get me some sack, and I want to buy grain for Azuz. And then he went out. He went to a place where he was hidden. Nobody would see him. Somewhere deep. And he covered that bag that himself with sackcloth. He davened, and rain came. And then he came home, and his wife asked him to wear the grain. And he answered, well, I thought I might as well buy not now, because once it's raining, people are more relaxed, they're calm, so the prices are just automatically just go down. It's interesting because when it rains, all of a sudden it doesn't all of a sudden grow. But we know when it comes to stocks, here is the source, the way stocks work. Hysteria drives stocks up and down, whether or not people bought or people didn't buy from the stock. It's just what's going to be. So once there's rain, prices automatically go down because, oh, okay, fine, there's going to be enough. The things aren't going to grow in 2 months. And that's how he did it. So the Milo, the people of Eretz Yisrael, namely Rav Yoina, he wouldn't even gather people around. He would just go himself and he'd go somewhere hidden and down. And then the Gemara ends off with, remember we said who was Rav Yoina's son? Rav Mani. Rav Mani was also a great man. The problem is Rav Mani had some enemies. And here's where the second underlined over here in the Kol Gemara and Beis says, Rav Mani is son, Havu Kometzarele Debe Nesia, the people from the Nasi, which means like a few gangsters around the Nasi, powerful people, were bothering Rav Mani. They were shepherding him. So when somebody bothers you, what do you do? What do you do?
What are you supposed to do?
That's not what he did. Ishtatir on Kibra Dabur. He sprawled out on his father's caver. We had a colleague who did that. We know that according to one, you're supposed to go by to Davin to ask by kindness you ask. Over here he went and he sprawled out like Kole. And what did he say? These people are bothering me. He said, Father, what should I do? What happened? What happens then? So the Gemara says, Yemechad ha-kachalti ha-sum, in kitkara disus vait v'sayu, adekabilu la'ezlekum ha-sarave. His father played with them. One day, the people from the Nasi were going around here, and around the cave of Rabbi Yaina, and the hoofs of the horses became attached in the ground, and they couldn't move until they promised that they're not going to bother with money. It doesn't say that anybody spoke to them. It just says that they promised, they realized why this happened to them. So we see he spoke to his father. Over here, when he spoke to his father, he didn't say, Dad, pray to God for me. He just spoke to him directly, intercede on my behalf, without even asking anything. Kali was asking God. Asking the other to ask Hashem. Bitual Arachman. By the kindness, we're asking the dead people to ask for us mercy. But over here, he's just talking to the father directly. Another story that the Gemara brings down is in Bava Metzias Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. And that's the next part of the Gemara. A beautiful story. The Gemara says that one of the great Talmidei Chachamim, Eliyahu HaNavi, used to come to him. And one day they saw him in the morning, his eyes looked scorched. Now, some people have red eyes. It's not because they're scorched. It's because, chesed,
red eyes, people are drunk. So that's a mahamunam.
Yeah. But that wasn't this guy.
No,
people who take the red eyes on the trip. So the Gemara brings down a story like this. In the morning, his eyes looked good. In the evening, Damian looked like it was scorched with fire. Amalei, he said to him, Rav Chavivi bar Sirmaki. What is Damian wrong? Who saw this? Amalei, my high, what happened? Amalei, Damari lay Lelio, Akhili Rabbanon. He saw through the sifted Rakia. Elio and Elvi showed this person what happened to those great holy people who go to the Masifta de Rukia. So basically, he wanted to see how it works. You know, the people who see, they want to see how, like, the neshamas go up and they learn in the heavenly yeshiva. So Eliyahu HaNavi told them, Amri Behu, Masis Lestakuli Behu, Lebar Meko Verka Rukia, like Takobe. You could look at all of them, except from the chariot of Rukia. Rukia, you can't. Rav Chia, you can't. You can't look at his chariot when he goes up to learn the Masifta de Rakia. You can't. So he's like, how am I supposed to know what chariot it is? My Simanayu, what's the Simon? So the Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi told this person, it doesn't say even his name, the who are the Malachim? All of them, Malachim have to escort him. He's the Alki Menasi when they go up and down. The Bar Meko, Herkos Rav Chia, the Menashe, the Salah. He doesn't even need an entourage. He gets to go in and out himself to the sister of his carriage. Okay? What happened? This person, this Talmud Chacham, who was Zeicha, remember talking about a great enough person who was Zeicha, he couldn't hold himself back and not look. He couldn't hold myself back. Exactly why I looked at the chariot of Rukhiya. Also, trade butati the nura. Two sparks of fire came out. Mechayula ugavra of the simnu la'ini blinded this person. This person talking about himself. So now his eyes, he got blinded from looking at the chariot of Rakhia going up to the heavenly Mesifta, to the heavenly yeshiva. Now, how could he get back to sight? Lamacha, the next day is La'azi. I went, Ishtatchi Ama'ate. I lied down on his caver. Again, another story of a person lying down on the caver. And as he asked you to daven for me, let's see. Amina, I said, Misnayasa Demar, Misnanina Vitsi. I'm Misnanina. I learned your stuff. What do you want from me? I learned your Torah. Rochia, you compiled all the brises. You are the one who compiled the brises. I'm always learning it. You gotta help me out. You know, you meant in my school that I learned your things, or I want to continue learning your things. Whatever it is, he became better. He was able to see. His eyes still look scorched, but he was able to see. So over here is another story of speaking directly to the dead man, and the dead man answering you. So let's review. We have Kalev, who sprawled out. We have the Gemara Tainus about going to the Beit HaGvaros. We have the other Gemara Tainus about sprawling out for Rukmani and speaking to his father and having those people from the house of the Nazi stop bothering him. And now we have this Talmud Chacham, who, because he looked at the chariot of Rukhiya, he got blind, and then he sprawled out on his caver, and then he got better because he said, I learned your price. Now, the next Gemara that we're going to bring is the Gemara in Saita. Now you think about it. Now you see, first of all, we see clearly talking to the dead. This is what we do. So far, everything looks amazing. This is how you're supposed to speak. Person wants to go and speak, you speak directly to them. But we're going to see, obviously, it's not going to be so passionate. We're going to go the other way around. But in these Gemaras, it's like clear as day. And the halacha, because as Taisha says, a tiny seabor, Tisha B'Av, you go. And why are we going? Either because we want to show God that we're like we're dead, or we want to ask them for mercy, to pray for us for mercy. Next Gemara is the story of Moshe Rabbeinu where he was buried. I'm going to say something very quickly. And we said this once, I don't remember which year we said, that I saw this in two places. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in a Layada Ishat Kvorasai. Why? We'll say the word very quickly. Because he became such a spiritual force that he didn't take up space like the way a regular human would. And therefore, it's impossible to know, to be able to qualify where his caver is. That's the type of Layada Ishat Kvorasai. It's impossible. Because he's a spiritual entity, and therefore he doesn't take up space the same way we do. That is a Kabbalistic explanation, but I saw this brought down in Reb David Kinder, Yeshiva of Chevron, Sefer of Mizmor David once, and I saw it somewhere else, but I forgot. So says the Gemara, Haranu Hechon Maisha Kavar, show us where Maisha Rabbeinu is buried. Amdu Lamala, Nidbala Lamata, Lamata Nidbala Lamala, when they were on top of the mountain, I looked that he was buried on the bottom. On the bottom, it looked like he was on the top. So then they decided, okay, let's go to do groups and let's check. When they were up, it looked like they were down. When you were down, it looked like they were buried up. The time I should never play the Ishat Kvorasai. Come on the Bach, and the Bach puts in a Gemara. The Bach puts in a Gersa, which we do not have. The Bach is by the hand on the left. And the Bach says, the Neiman is Dr. Kivri Shomesh by the underline. Many busts are done. Why are they hidden? Why in the world is Moshe Rabbeinu's caver hidden? So we said a pshat. We said because hidden means that he just doesn't take up space. He's not like a regular human. And he's not like a regular human. Eliyahu Hanavi is alive and well. Moshe Rabbeinu's level of himself over here is different than a regular human form. We don't understand what that is. So we can't explain, we could just say the one. That's not what the Bach says. The Bach reads like this. A Gersa of the Gemara from Bava Rav Chana Bar Chanina that Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden, Memnei Shagol Yidu Osnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'asu Beis HaMikdash is Chorba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Uli Goli says Yisrael Me'aretzim, and Klal Yisrael is going to be exiled from the land. Shema Yavayu Lichu Rosh Shal Moshe. By the way, Yaakov Shweti made up a sword on this Gersa of the Gemara. They're going to come to the caver of Moshe, Boisasha at that time, the Amdu B'chi of Yitzchak of Moshe, the Yemer like, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amoy Matzil of Adenu. Because Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom, that Chal Yisrael is going to come to the caver of Moshe, and people are going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu, come on for us. V'oim in Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mavachu to the Zer. Why? Why are they able to do it? Tzadikim are more chavim in their death more than their life. And he brings a raya that when they're dead, they have more power or they're more chavim the more desirable. Doesn't say to who, to people, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them to do it, even though we know that Rachel Imenu, that's exactly why she was buried by Kever Rachel.
Is the rest thing talking about Avodah Zarah? I don't
know. So we could stop it. So we see over here, also davening to Moshe. Over here is Moshe Rabbeinu davening for us. You see that? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had that light. So we're going on. Page 2. Now we have the question that was just asked. What about the idea of Doirish Elamis? Is one allowed to be Doirish Elamis? Doirish Elamis. So let's take a look at page 2. And Parashat Shoftim, I brought down, we have over here the Pasuk. The Pasuk itself is that Pasuk it out. The Pasuk says, right on the top of the Gemara over here, the Chaver Chaver B'Shel Eiv B'Yidoni, the Dairish El Amesim. You cannot be a Dairish El Amesim. Rashi brings down, the Dairish El Amesim K'Goyin HaMala B'Zachusa, Panishal B'Zodoyle. Mal B'Zachusa means bringing it up on his private part. So that man, the initial Bezalgalus is speaking to a skull. Now, it doesn't say what you're asking it or why you're doing it. So the Gemara says a little bit of a different shot of then Amayl Bezalgalus. The Gemara says, what is Darish Mason? Somebody who fasts, he starves himself, he sleeps in the base of the earth, in order for a Ruach Tumma to rest upon him. A spirit of impurity thrust upon him. And Rav Akiva, when he saw this kasuk, he would cry. He would say, look, Darish El Mason is someone who starves himself in order for the Ruach HaTumah to rest upon him. How much even more so somebody who starves himself in order for Kedusha to rest upon him. What we see over here is there's a way, there's something called a Ruach HaTumah, spirit of unholiness. Take a look at Shabbat Tzvi. He had a spirit of unholiness, and he was able to use that spirit of Tumah to do many powerful things. A powerful spirit is a powerful spirit. This could be used in the wrong way. What do we see over here? Dair Shalom Mason. So now, does that mean you're speaking to the dead? Did it say that? Didn't say that. Well, according to Rashi, does Hamayla Bezahusa. The initial Migul Gaila. He's speaking to the dead. According to the words of the Gemara is saying that he's trying to get the Ruach Tumah. Is he speaking to the dead according to the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say that. What does the Gemara say? He just starves himself and sleeps in the Beis HaKvaris in order for Ruach Tumah to rest upon him. But does it say that he's speaking to the dead? If you take a look at Tysus brings down Rashi, and he says that the person is picking up the dead person and putting the dead person on his private part. And if you take a look at the Tysus, we'll see that just the beginning of it. Mal b'zachusay, Tysus, Pirsha Kodesh, Mal b'moshe v'amit al zachuray. V'lay tachem about the show. It's not possible by the oiv of show. Elanur, the show, machshev is kaku. Over there, it was different by show because of machshev. So you have Rashi saying what he's saying. But the Gemara is saying a little bit different. Now, talking to the dead. So you're not putting the dead person on your private part, you're just rolling yourself out on his grave. Right? That's not what you're doing. You're just davening to them. But again, the Gemara doesn't speak about the fact that you're speaking to them directly. The Gemara says you're just sleeping in the basic words in order for the Ruach Tumah to rest upon. So now the Gemara Shkalim, which is the next step, which brings down, is the words Ein Oisin Nefashoi Latzadik. You don't make Nefashoi to Tzadik. Let's take a look at this next Gemara. Tani Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ein Oisin Nefashoi Latzadikim Divreim Hein Hein Zechroinim. You don't make Nefashoi for Tzadikim. Lenny, you ever heard of the word Nefashoi? I would have said Nefashoi means so. That's not what this Gemara means. You don't make nefashos for tzaddikim. What are their divrayim? Their words are their remembrance. I mean, you want to do something to remember the tzaddik. So what do? You want to make something. Don't make something for tzaddikim. Do you know what's going to be for tzaddikim? Their words. I remember when my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Nechemya Kaplan, we asked him if we, no, we didn't ask him. Many boys went to Meiron for Lag BaOmer, but most of the good boys didn't go. Some good boys went, but we didn't go. Our group, our chaver, didn't go. And he said, afterwards, he said, you know, people ask, should you go to Meiron? He said, it's very nice to go to Meiron, but when you say over the words of Rashi Reichai, his lips are speaking in the caver. How much even more impactful that is. So when I saw this Gemara, it reminded me of this. Because don't make nefashis. We'll have to see what nefashis are in a moment. You don't need to make nefashis for the tzaddikim. What works for them, saying over their words, is a remembrance for them. Come along the Rambam. And the Rambam extrapolates a halacha ramaisa from this Gemara and Shkolim, the Yerushalmi and Shkolim. Remember, you know Bavli and Shkolim if you're Yerushalmi. Says the Rambam in the next piece in Hilchot Avot Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. Umetzayinin es hakavoros, uboinin nefesh al kever. You build a nefesh on a kever. What is a nefesh then? What is it? Some type of memorial. Some type of stone. Some type of something. However, v'atzadikim ain't going to have nefesh al kever. You don't build this nefesh on the kever. Devrayan hain zekroinam, you know what memorializes them? Their words. V'lo yifne adam levakar akvaris. A person should not go to visit the kever. Wow, what does that mean? Don't visit them? Comes along the Kesef Mishnah and says, what the Rambam means to say is that you don't have to visit. People go and they want to check out the burial spot of these of people. They want to check out that thing that they have on top of their tomb that you know, it signifies some type of memory on those people. Don't do that. You don't go visit them. What do you need to do? Act like them. Personify them. Say over what they said good. And this way, that's the best way of preserving their memory. Now, before we go further, because the night is late and we haven't ended 2 minutes, so Mr. Shem,
Rambam
we're going to continue.
Right? He would agree that you could talk about based on all the lines.
The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam over here is saying you don't have to go. Well, the Rambam is saying you don't have to visit their caver, the nefesh of their caver. Rather, the Rambam says you should just their words, learn what they say.
What does it do with all the Gemara?
It's a good question.
Thank you.
That's a good question. What does it do with all the Gemara? I want to tell you, the Gura writes in a letter to his wife, it's called the Geras HaGura, when he went into exile. And the Gura says to his wife, do not go to Beis HaGvaris. Are you ready for this word that he says? He says, don't go because all the tzaras come from it. All the tzaras comes from if his wife goes going to the Beis HaGvaris. Could be it's only referring to women. All the tzaras come from going to the Beis HaGvaris. Could you imagine? That's what the Gura writes. If you take a look in the Gura in Igaret HaGura, he didn't like going to the Beis HaGvaris at all.
He's not prescriptive.
No. You have to find me a source for that. You have to find me a source for going. That's not what the Gemara says. I can read it to you inside. So let's review what we have so far. Remember, we're here to start the sugya. Let's just make a quick review. We had Kalev. He spread himself out and he asked the Aves to pray for him. We have the Gemara in Tainus, which says, go to the Beis HaKoros on a Tainus Sibur, and one of the Shatim is to ask them to daven for us, that people. We have Rav Mani, who is asking his father, please. He sprawled himself out on his father's grave and said, please daven, because people are paving here, and father answered him, and he made it that the horses couldn't go until they stopped bothering him, until they promised to stop bothering him. We have the Amira, who sprawled himself on Rav Chiya's grave, because he looked at Rav Chiya's chariot going up to Shemayim to Masifta the Rakia, and became blind, and he said, please heal me, and he got healed because he learned Rav Chiya's stuff. The fifth source was the Bach who brought down the Gertz and the Gemara Saita, that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in a way that we can't see him, because otherwise we would go to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask Moshe Rabbeinu, please daven for us. And then we have, on the flip side, after five Gemaras, we have the Gemara Sanhedrin that says there's the idea of not being Jewish or Mason, which means do not speak to Mason. Well, the Gemara itself saying that you're there because you want a Ruach Tumah to rest upon you. But according to Rashi, what are you doing? A person is putting the male, the dead person on his private part, or he's speaking to a skull. And then we have not to make nefashis for tzaddikim, which the Rambam says, don't even go to their Beis HaKoros, rather learn their words. So it seems, according to the Rambam, what's he doing with all these Gemaras? You don't go and speak to them. The Rambam's saying just stay over their words, and that's really come from the Gemara itself, the Brayim Hindin, the Chroinam. How do we reconcile this? On one hand, we see go to them, daven to them, ask them directly, and according to the Gemara Yerushalmi, don't do any of it. Just speak out the words of the tzaddikim. So we're going to stop here. And Mr. Hashem, I'm going to continue next week this beautiful studio.